All right, so today we're just going to talk about why, we think players don't make it as far in their career. And I have a perspective as a coach and scout, and then of course you have one of our players who have his own perspective. So on the topic of why we think a lot of players, a lot of footballers don't make it past a certain level. Personally, I think one of the biggest issue is financially, but not in the traditional financial way. I think players have unrealistic expectation, that it doesn't come with a financial burden to become a professional or a semi-professional or even collegiate footballer. So I think a lot of time players go through the motion and they forget that I'm gonna have to pay some money. It's just the reality. If you want a degree, you have to pay for it to go to school, you get scholarship. There's thing to do, but I think a lot of players, they don't have that reality that you're gonna have to play. They think about it like it's obligated to be given to them,
Yes, and they also think about the area they're at, what part of the world, because some countries don't really have access to the environment that can get them through, and then the whole mindset to it as well, because we have some players that leave where they are at and go overseas and still don't like put in full, I'm gonna say, full don't have a full drive or a full commitment to what they're doing. So by the time they reach over or they reach to where they're at, they lose like concentration based on things of the world.
It goes right back to the financial reality as well. For example, most of us here that plays football, like even players that make it professionally, in the country that they make it professional is not the country that they necessarily, come from. And so as well, financially, if we're in Jamaica, if we're in Antigua, if we're in anywhere else in the world where football is not the center of the sporting industry, then it goes right back to financial. You have to have the reality that, hey, I have visa fee to pay. I have to buy a plane ticket. I have to save some money. I have to leave. As a coach, as a scout, as a team owner, many times we talk to players, and you're willing to give them everything. Oh, you can get housing. You can get whatever the case is. But they're not even willing to pay for their own visa. They want everything handed out to them because they expect that football is obligated to them. And so I think that is one of the main things. Footballers, they just have this mindset that to make it, I'm gonna get everything free. It don't happen.
They're
90% of the
just
time,
living on talent.
and it's not enough, So I personally, I think that's one of the biggest thing in my experience since being in this football industry, the financial reality, a lot of players don't accept that football is one of the most expensive sports to actually make it in, So that's what I think financially.
Agreeing, also disagreeing, but when you look at it still, most of the players that really make it are from poor backgrounds because they push the last of what they have into their dream and go overseas. But like I said, I'm still strong on where that player's from and their background, because if you don't have a drive to push towards what you want, even if you have the money or not, you're just not going to do it. And I figured that even when you're rich, or if you're rich or if you're poor, because you have stories like Richarlison and all those people from Brazil, because of the drive, they have no money, but they use their last money to go on the last trial, and the last trial they made it. But you have people with money that still come overseas, pay for everything, but still don't make it because they don't have the drive to continue doing it. Because by one mistake or one bad game, they give up. They give up because the mindset. So I'm agreeing financially, but I think more mindset as well. So it's like, I don't know which one I can put first, but those two are the strongest ones.
So like for players coach, of course, we have different perspective and different views and different realities, So you as a player, we talk about, for me, I think it's financial reality. And for you, the mindset. So what you would say is the biggest obstacles so far are what you are doing differently, you know, in your pursuit for a professional football career.
All right, using me as an example, okay. Financially, of course, not really bad. Because as you can see, and as we all can see, we made it here.
Yeah.
And with all the planning and the push we've made here. But the thing is, being here, we came here with a mindset, and of course, we come here to do this. But along the way, you can feel it slacking off a bit. And then you have to like remind yourself that, hey, I'm here to do this. But because everyday life is a big thing, bro. Because like one thing come back or something surprising pop up that can make you lose concentration. Yeah, so that is, I really believe it's mindset for the player, from the player's aspect. That's what I believe.
You know, with your, personal experience, you know, and you know, the mindset is most important, like I say. And I agree with it. You know, and I tie it right back to financial. You know, as a club owner, as a person with multiple businesses, it's not about, when I say financially, a lot of people probably question, I say, oh, financially, they're all about the money. But it's not for me. You know, with the mindset, you need that mindset, but you make an important point that you're here, you know, as a Jamaican, you're in the United States in pursuit of your goals, your dreams, you know, whatever it takes. So, of course, along that way, you have to pay for something. You know, not necessarily give it to me and I put it in my pocket. Like, whatever you do, your visa fee, accommodation, whatever it is, you know, you have to pay for something.
Yeah, because sorry for cutting, but say sometimes, I even heard me say, sometimes I wish I was like, I'm not poor, I would not wish either in between, but sometimes I always say I wish I was poor because I don't know, it's something about poor that
yeah, the drive.
No offense to any poor people, something about being poor that there's a drive to like be successful, to take your family or make everything else or your future brighter for your offspring and anybody, your generations to come, to make them better. So there's a drive to achieve that when being poor. Like I said, no offense to poor people. But yeah, so I think that is the main thing as a player, per se. Like, that's what I believe.
And again, just to add to the drive and the financial effort, all, you know, I've experienced so many players, you know, and in my lifetime so far since I've started, I've probably met like 5,000 players all over the world, you know, and predominantly, poor should be a drive, like, yeah, you don't have something that should be a drive. But what I also find within that community, you know, because everybody know our story and my story, we can get into it another time, but I can't help but say that still within that area, poor people or the poor, less fortunate, less opportunity people, they still have that sense of obligation. For example, I have, like I said, clubs all over the world, and there's sometimes I won't call in a specific country, or we'll go to that country, and because this player score 8 goal or 9 goal or 10 goal, he now feel like he's obligated for me to take him out of his situation. I mean, I'm not obligated. Why? Because if I go, for example, to Jamaica and you score 16 goals, I promise you, coming from England, there's someone that scored 25 goals, you know? So again, you know, the drive is important, but with that drive, you know, just the reality that, hey, not because you score 9 goals, it doesn't give you,
because of course, you can happen to just find someone that's very generous.
Yeah.
Who's able to provide all this for you without you having to like work. And so it's a really, really hard thing. It's not easy. Being a footballer is not easy. Going for your dream is not easy. Trust me when I say that. Because, as an example, me, I just took everything and I just pushed into this. Last chance. From the academy all the way up.
Yeah.
Last chance, and I'm slowly progressing. And I have my dream, and I tell myself every day, the goal is to not lose concentration, not lose focus, because once I lose focus, that's it. That's the easiest thing is to do is lose focus, because I can get up, I can go party, I can go to the beach, I can do anything. I'm in a country where there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Easily, it's like I can drive anywhere.
Yeah.
Right, but main goal is to remain focused. All right, so that is really
No, and I agree. And in closing, you know, I definitely agree. And you make an important point again. For example, yourself, you put everything into this. You know, you're giving it a shot. You're giving it a last shot. You know, and I think that's very important as football players to understand that the first person to have to believe in yourself and your talent is yourself. So you, again, leave everything, you know, probably a better life in Jamaica to the unknown, just to come and just in support of your dream. So footballers need to understand that, you know, like you have to be uncomfortable. You know, there's a saying, and you know, this is semi-professional football, so we can say it. You know, you have to kiss ass before you can kick ass. It's just a part. It's just a reality.
Not literally.
You know, not literally. You know, but it's just a concept. You know, so you have to be able to know that, hey, I'm not where I'm at today, but I'm gonna push towards it. So, for example, yourself, you live your entire life to give this a shot. Not American. Not born with gold spoon, well, probably a little bit of gold spoon or a silver spoon. But the drive, the push, and you get to a point that I'm sure you understand as well that even with all of the money, yeah, it's not given to you. And you know, historically proven.
Yeah, like you always say, you have to give up something.
Yeah.
For example, we work in $2,000 this week.
Yeah.
To play football, to achieve this dream, you have to drop six, lose some time off. Because you have to put some time into what you want to do. So you can't make that 2,000 anymore. You have to make less than that 2,000 to achieve the dream. That is how it is. That's how the world is. Not just football, but the entire world. Like, everything is connected when you really look into it and think about it. So once you apply your knowledge of the world to everything you do, you will become successful. That's how it is. But people just don't think about it that way. Yeah. And just want right away.
True. All right, so there you have it. My perspective is financially, you know, financial reality of players. And then you have Price, who, you know, his perspective is the drive for football. You know, we have many, many more conversation to be had, you know, and so we'll have that conversation in upcoming episodes.
Episode 2 next.
Yeah, me